It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I'd much rather take the mic after a loss like that. I'd much rather get the opportunity to speak with the Yankees universe after they drop a game like that. Please dial 888-808-1019 if you need somebody to talk to. I know you may be numb to what you just saw, but get over it. This is how we get over it. We talk about it. Everything just changed. I repeat, everything just changed. We're in a series now. And I don't know if you thought that the Yankees were going to sweep the Guardians. I don't know if you listened to all the people say this was a cakewalk, easy path. The Guardians were just going to lay down and hand it to them. This is Major League Baseball. Those guys drive nice cars and live in million-dollar mansions. Maybe not million-dollar mansions. They live in Ohio. But good for those people that live in Ohio that went to Progressive Field tonight in a do-or-die, must-win situation. And they watched their team, a team that also had a bye, a team that also won their division, a team that deserves to be there, fight for their lives and get off the mat. 888-808-1019. It's not always just one-sided. I know we live in a bubble here in New York. I know we live in this fantasy world that everything's just going to go our way. And when it doesn't, it's doom and gloom. They can't lose a game. They lost a bunch of games this year. How will they respond? Right? When I say everything just changed, Luis Gil is on the mound tomorrow now. And now you just gave them life. A team that gave you the first two games, literally. Walks, pass balls, drop pop-ups, gave you the game in Yankee Stadium with some of their decisions around their bullpen, with guys just being shook on the mound, throwing over the first base, not being able to pitch against his lineup, not being able to pitch in New York. Well, they went away from New York. They went to Cleveland. And we've battled with Cleveland every other year in the postseason. This isn't new. They just have a new name now. They're the Guardians. John Sterling's going to call them the Indians. It's okay. And John did a great job tonight. Man, I love to hear the back-to-back and a belly-to-belly. And that's what hurts about this one. You waste that. How many times did you see the stat in the last few years when Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton homer, the Yankees don't lose those games? I don't know. There's something like 20-1. Well, they found a way to lose tonight, but don't give me that, oh, this is a crushing loss. Oh, this is such a lot of you were ready to punt the game when the lineup came out. Let's just rewind a bit. So many of you were ready to see Austin Wells out of the lineup. I was off last night. I'm glad I took off last night. So many of you were ready to see Austin Wells out of the lineup. And I had said, with him taking the ball off the arm, with them going on the road, having the off day, with him struggling mightily, you're probably going to see Jose Trevino. But then a lot of you said, they're going to run on Trevino. It can't be Trevino. Trevino drives in the first run today, and maybe he should have been out of the game sooner, but with Austin Wells, he's still struggling. With Austin Wells, he still looks all of a rookie in his first postseason. Couldn't really help. But there were other things in the lineup, right? John Birdie, who, in my opinion, is a veteran who earned the right to get another start. And there's clearly something up with Anthony Rizzo. You see it? You see it late in that game? Was the Will Brennan double? And then another shot that bounced off him. There's clearly something up with also another veteran, older player in Anthony Rizzo. Obviously, he's got the pain tolerance. He's dealing with pain, but he's not making routine plays. There's a lot of people blaming Anthony Rizzo, saying he cost the Yankees the game. Well, I thought you wanted him in the game. I thought you didn't want John Birdie in there. John Birdie made a couple plays. He didn't make some other plays, and he didn't do a damn thing at the plate. It is what it is, though. I trust Aaron Boone and the Yankees. I really do. And I didn't expect to sweep this series. I don't pick up brooms. I didn't expect it to be easy. Because whenever it's easy, go bet against it being easy. That's when Vegas is like, yeah, we're going to make some coin. Yeah, because it's just a guarantee that the Yankees are going to sweep them. The Yankees hadn't played that well in the first two wins in their building. Again, those guys gave them the game. And with their backs against the wall, their guys showed up. And we can go through all the little things tonight from this game that are going to keep you up. But, like, they play tomorrow. Game four. Take the game tomorrow with Luis Gil on the mound, right? Everybody's tweeting out, oh, the Yankees lost the momentum that they had. They had momentum for 15, 20 minutes. Momentum is only as good as the next day's starting pitcher. And they got to rally around that kid who was the ace of the team in the beginning of the year. They got to rally around that kid who was looking like rookie of the year. Some thought he'd be in the Cy Young conversation, maybe start the All-Star game. He's been sitting on ice for a little while, but they better be ready to go. It's a night game, 8:08. I'll see you at Billy's for the watch party. There's no time to feel sad. There's no time to be numb and down. This is the American League Championship Series. The Yankees were an out away from being a win away from going back to their World Series. And you know what? The baseball god saw that kid with the Cleveland hoodie do the Our Father. He sent some kind of prayer up, did the cross. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. I'm sitting there with my wife. My wife is looking at me as I see this kid praying. I go, what's he praying for? The tying run's not coming to the plate. What's that going to do? My wife says, don't mock God. Don't mock his prayers. I said, I'm not mocking his prayers. It's a baseball thing. I'm saying the game can't be won right now. And you guys know what happens. Noel, the guy that they call the Big Christmas, comes into the game and he hits one. And I don't know who you guys are going to be mad at. A lot of you want to be mad at Aaron Boone. A lot of you want to be mad at Rizzo. A lot of you want to be mad at the bullpen. But I'll say this before we go through everything with Clark Schmidt and, you know, even Ian Hamilton getting hurt. These guys needed every break in this game. Ian Hamilton gets hurt. And so Tim Mesa has to come in. And for me, if you ever hear me talk about Tim Mesa, I didn't even think Tim Mesa belonged on this team, but here we are. It's Tim Mesa. I'm not expecting Tim Mesa to go in there and be nails. I'm not expecting him to go in there and not walk guys. He doesn't have command. But, I mean, all in all, I'm not mad at Tim Mesa. He was thrust into duty, and he did what he had to do. Tommy Canely. We tried to get as much as we could out of Tommy Canely, and you know what? With the day off, you go to Dreamweaver, and some of you saw a little chink in the armor when Jose Ramirez hit that homer off of him on Tuesday. He can get got too, but he was special tonight as well. That at bat with Fry, him throwing that first pitch so far out of the zone and then throwing two pitches in the zone that he fouls off and then getting Fry to chase again, I mean, it made you think. It made you believe that, hey, this was going to be easy. And obviously after the heroics of Aaron Judge, clutch, enough. Are we done with that conversation? Like tonight, we're definitely done with the conversation that the Guardians don't belong. The Guardians aren't good. The Guardians are a cakewalk. They're just laying down and giving it to the Yankees. We're done with that conversation. We're also done with the conversation about their bullpen and our bullpen just being nails and elite and untouchable. But like I said, everything changed. They emptied their pen. We emptied top guys in our pen. It's going to be an interesting game tomorrow. The Yankees can't leave runners on base. They can't let Matt Boyd go five innings. Like, that's what was grinding my gears early in the game as I go back to my notes. I took way too many notes, so I'm just speaking freely. There was a point where I think in the third, fourth, fifth inning, it was just ground outs, just giving it to him, just not even making it tough on the guy. His pitch count was up, and then you just gave him those innings, third, fourth, and fifth, where the middle of the order and the rest of these guys just, they did not fight enough. They did not fight enough. And that's why I say they needed every break to win that game. They could have won that game 3-1. I guess you could say the Yankees needed breaks too. But with a lefty on the mound, a lot of you, and I got to mute some of you on Twitter, not because you're annoying, but because during the game, a lot of you just like jumped the game. Watch the game. Even some of my friends, stop texting me. Do not call me until the game is over. Watch the whole game. This is October. 'Tis the postseason. It's the most wonderful time. 888-808-1019. But yeah, letting Matt Boyd go out there and go five innings of two-hit, one-run baseball, when you had him early, he gave up a little one with the Trevino knock, and then, of course, Trevino gets thrown out on the base pass. The Yankees running the bases like drunks. But, I mean, later in the game, I thought they were running the bases like drunks, and then Volpe ends up applying pressure on the defense with his speed. They throw the ball in. Ramirez has the snow cone. He knocks it out. He ends up safe at third. Verdugo advances. It's like, you know, we're able to get an insurance run. It was a crazy game. If you love baseball, that was a fun game. I'm listening to John and Susan. They did a great job, as always. I'm happy that we even have them still for games like that, even though it's a loss. And yeah, we're going to pick apart all of these different moves and decisions from Aaron Boone. How about the decision to bat Judge and Stanton back-to-back for Judge to have arguably the biggest moment of his postseason career against Emmanuel Clase, who people are telling me it's over, it's a wrap, Keith. Good night, good game. Clase's coming in. And I have the tweets, I have the receipts. I said, anybody can get God. It's October. Didn't he get God against the Tigers? Yeah. Judge connects on one. Stanton connects on one. A back-to-back and a belly-to-belly. I'm almost waking my baby up, jumping up and down, screaming. My wife allowed it because she was happy to be able to watch a game with me. But this is it, man. This is the American League Championship Series. They didn't get it done tonight. But they have every opportunity to get it done tomorrow. Get it done Saturday, and then maybe that's it. Maybe it's Yanks in five, or if they don't get it done in five, they can come home and get it done on Monday, and it's Yanks in six. They still have the lead in the series, and you have to be happy about the captain, Aaron Judge, being unlocked. Judge is back. He's homering again. His at-bats look a lot better. Stanton is still Stanton, right? You bat those guys back-to-back in the lineup. They come through against Emmanuel Clase. But you know what? You got to throw Clay Holmes into a situation where Clay has been good. I hope they don't lose Clay now, right? Because they haven't put Clay in a situation to literally lose the game. They put him in high leverage situations with the close game and the game, you know, hanging in the balance, but not the literal game on the line where they can walk you off. And in that ninth inning or in that 10th inning, I felt it. I tweeted out, nah, man, nah, not like this. I just knew. That single and David Fry with the homer and somewhere Rizzo is in pain with his fingers and probably in pain as a 35-year-old coming into that game late, cold in Ohio and not really having it. And yeah, you can point the finger all around, man. Point the finger at the home plate ump. I can't wait to see his scorecard come out. I mean, he missed calls on both sides. It was rangy. Wasn't sure if that ball was down. Wasn't sure if that ball was outside. They were checking with him. But all in all, again, it took 11 hits from the Guardians. It took 7 runs from the Guardians. They should have won that game 3-1. And the Yankees showed me fight. They showed me that, hey, they didn't expect it to be easy. They didn't expect it to be handed to them. And they lost in 10 innings. The game went to extras. They lost their first game of the series in extras. They were an out away from going up 3-0, and I'm perfectly fine with it. It sucks to lose. It sucks to lose like that and waste the moment of a back-to-back homer from Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton, two Hall of Fame players. But so what? I think these guys are going to respond because all year they've gone through it. They've gone through adversity. You need a little adversity, right? I kept hearing about how, oh, it's going to be such a step up in competition when they get to the next round, when they get to the World Series. Pump your brakes. I don't even know why we're doing that. It's baseball. You don't know what it's going to be like. You have no idea what it's going to be like. 888-808-1019. It is 7-2 in Citi Field. I repeat, it is 7-2 in Citi Field after last night the Dodgers put up an 8-piece chicken McNugget on Grimace and the Mets. And yeah, Ohtani, I said the key to the series, I remember taking a call, someone said, what's the key to the series? I said, it's holding Ohtani down. As much as I've been the MVPHC, most valuable player hater club, I can't hate on Ohtani. He's shown up. And you know what I said about this Dodgers-Mets series? It was going to be the battle of the MVPs. We'll see who has a better showing Lindor or Ohtani. Right now, it's clearly Ohtani. And right now, the Mets, they just can't score. They can't consistently put together runs. That magic carpet ride, it's like the magic carpet. Hey, wake up, magic carpet. It's not flying the same. The gotcha where I want you, come back, kids, make it happen, Mets. It's like that pixie dust has worn off. And you're facing a Dodgers lineup where everybody in that Dodgers lineup can give it to you. It could be Kike Hernandez. It could be Teoscar Hernandez, his cousin. Obviously, Ohtani and Betts. And I hate to say it, but if they don't figure out something in this next Serie A, sixth inning, the Dodgers will take a commanding 3-1 lead on this series. And as I was just talking about the Guardians, right, they had to win that game. They had to win that game because you know how hard it is to win 4 in a row. Yankee fans, you know how hard it is. You know it's been done, but you know it's damn near impossible. 888-808-1019. So for the Mets to go down 3-1 here and have to win 3 in a row after this game, it's game. Blouses. Potentially the series, and Kike Hernandez last night was talking about parades already. It seems like the Dodgers are already planning on going back to the World Series, and this time it not being a quote-unquote Mickey Mouse World Series. 888-808-1019. Yankee fans, I got you first. Let's talk about the game. I know you're going to be mad about every single thing. I know you're going to be mad about Aaron Boone, Austin Wells, Anthony Rizzo, Clay Holmes, Luke Weaver, Tim May. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That was a game that they barely lost. They should have won, could have won. They did not. But, like, you play again tomorrow. So we get through it tonight, and we bounce back game 4 tomorrow. Let's all get together, have some drinks, party it up on a Friday night, and watch the Yankees win their third game in the series and take a commanding lead. So, Mets fans, we'll get to you once the game is over at Citi Field. Yamamoto was literally inside Steve Cohen's estate. Yamamoto, we spent way too much time talking about on the Fan. And Yamamoto goes out there, pitches 4 1/3, gives up 4 hits, 2 runs, and shows Steve Cohen and all the Mets and Mets fans, hey, yeah, this is the guy you wanted, but I used you. I used you for a French cuisine in my homeland. You took me and my family out to wine and dine us. I used you to drive the price up for Joel Wolf to get the Dodgers to pay. And it seems like that money that the Dodgers spent in the offseason is really coming through for them. It seems like the Dodgers are in control. They look like the favorite out of all the teams left. The Dodgers look like a juggernaut. 888-808-1019. It's about 10:30. Keith McPherson on the Fan till 2 a.m. KM to 2 a.m. I'm taking your calls. I'm going to mix in little things from this game tonight with the Yankees. Like I said, I took so many notes on all these little things from, I don't know, like 13 in a row being retired. It was like the Yankees were laying down. It's like the Yankees were sleepwalking, going through the motions. And then all of a sudden, you know, the big guys wake up, but a loss is a loss. And I think Judge had said something about, you know, it's the same as a 9-0 loss. No, it's not. It's not. But it's the same as if with this lineup, if you would have lost 3-1, ultimately in the series, it's the same as losing with the heroics. And good for these people that live in Cleveland, Ohio, bro. Good for Chief Wahoo and all the Guardians fans. Like what else do they have? They have to watch Deshaun Watson play quarterback on Sunday. Good for them. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah. The Mets are rallying right now. Base is juiced. No one out. Jose Iglesias at the plate. You should turn on the game. It's not over. The Mets fans in Citi Field are on their feet, standing, and it's now or never. Your nighttime host, Keith McPherson, back on the Fan. The fix was in with the Yankee game, and I'm not saying that they were fixing the game. I'm not saying that, you know, they were destined to lose the game, but the Yankees rest some guys as they can going up 2-0. And when that game started with the pitch clock violation and that umpire, just like the way it started, I'm like, this guy sucks. Jazz got rung up on some nonsense. I'm like, yeah, it, I always have this thought that baseball doesn't want to sweep. Like Major League Baseball, TV, these stadiums, always, there's a lot of people that need these series to go seven. I don't think this NLCS is going seven. And it wasn't looking like the ALCS could go seven. I don't think either one is going seven, but you see what I'm saying. I'm like, all right, this is the game in their building. There's a lot of Yankee fans that I talk to that we're like, if we're going to lose a game in this series, one, right? Because when we went there in April, we lost a game. When they came here in August, we dropped that first game, then took the next three. If we were going to lose a game in a potential gentleman sweep or a Yanks in six, we thought it'd be this first game in their building with Matthew Boyd. So 888-808-1019, let's get to the phone. Harold is in Atlantic City on the Fan in New York.
Yo, Keith.
Yo.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, man. I'm in my car. Yo, it's a pleasure to finally talk to you, first of all. I've been trying to holler at you for a minute. I got a question and a thought, if I could get both out.
Mm-hmm.
Quick question. You mentioned the other night you were in a Delta suite at the stadium, right, over top of home plate?
Yes, sir.
Did that suite have anything to do with David Cone?
No. And shout out to Coney.
No.
But, no, Coney didn't.
All right, yeah, bet. I
didn't see Cone. Coney didn't hook that up. But tell me why you bring up Cone.
Only because I was in, I think that suite, or it was a Delta suite above home plate. It was Cone's suite. I met him and Cecil Fielder, a bunch of other guys.
No. So that's a different thing. The Delta suite is sponsored by Delta. It's like the Delta 360 club. Like, it's a suite club with a bar and food. And it's almost, it felt like it was heated. It's got like, it's great. The seats are great. There's seats like, I don't know, like 222 to 217 or something like that. But the suite you were in might have been the perfect suite, which is right above home plate, where Cone, Cecil Fielder, I don't know, maybe, like they're always guys floating around. Roy White, Mickey Rivers, Jim Leyritz.
It was definitely David Cone's suite because one of the attendants in the suite actually told us that.
Mm-hmm. And I've been in that
suite. I was curious if that was the same one, but that's neither here nor there.
Did it say Wish You Were Here Productions on the wall?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, it did. I got pictures of it. Yeah.
That's Andrew Levy's suite. Shout out to Andrew. I know he's listening.
Yeah, man, one of the best nights of my life in the stadium, bro. I wish I had the time to even tell you how that happened because I'm a nobody.
Nah, everybody's the same in there. Yankee fans, like, it doesn't matter. I'm glad you had a good time. What else you got?
Yeah, so anyway, thoughts on the game, right? Like, crazy game, first of all. One of the best playoff games the Yankees been involved in. I think I've seen in 15 years, even coming out on the bad end of it. And I think it's the reason why we're actually going to win this series. Because you know what it had, Keith? This one had big moments, like huge, like the back-to-back, the belly-to-belly. You know, like the way I look at it, like I'm 45. I'm a little older than you. The dynastic teams weren't bludgeoning anybody. They were clutch. You know what I'm saying? They had them big moments. And I think if you just take away the fact that Holmes got put in a bad spot, which none of us, I think we all felt the same when we saw that happening.
Yep. Just the way the chips fell. Just the way the dominoes, you know, it's just like, oh, well,
yeah,
but Weaver didn't get it done. Here's Clay.
Right, exactly. And you kind of knew how it was set up. And those guys, credit to them, bro. Like, they were big tonight, too. But I think coming out the other end of this, it reminds me of old school Yankee playoff baseball with the big moments. And I think we're going to take that home. And I think we're going to finish it there.
Thanks for the call, Harold. 888-808-1019. There were so many moments. How many plays needed to be reviewed? I see some of you still tweeting about, they should have challenged the play with Josh Naylor. Even my wife was like, he's off the bag. I'm like, nah, the ball hit his glove while he was on, and then he's out. She's like, doesn't he have to hold it till the runner comes through? I'm like, nah, babe, he's out. And they're not challenging that right there. And there were some challenges, and there were some other things. You know, it's a game of inches, and the Guardians needed every single inch to beat the New York Yankees. And I think this loss, right? I think this loss is good for the Yankees because they hadn't played their best baseball, but they did have some moments of life that looked really good. Obviously, like, come on, back against the wall against Emmanuel Clase, you could lay down there. He's throwing 99. He's arguably the best reliever in baseball. I'm going to have Connor play the clip of Austin Hedges actually going out of his way to say that that man is better than Mariano Rivera. I tweeted that out as soon as he gave it up. Said the ghosts travel. Our fans travel. The ghosts travel too. Nobody asked you to say he was better than Mariano. I don't remember Mariano giving up back-to-back jacks like that. But they overcame it. But what will we see from Emmanuel Clase moving forward? Is he going to be nails? We don't know. Everything just changed off that one game. I think the Yankees are more talented. I think the Yankees obviously are up and know that they have home field advantage. And they just got to leave Cleveland with one win. One win. And that took every ounce of every move and Stephen Vogt and David Fry and Noel and Will Brennan, Stephen Kwan, all those guys. Jose Ramirez, everything for them to get that one win. Jonathan is out in Los Angeles, back on the Fan in New York.
Yo, what it do, kid? Really quick, my son got to say something to me before I say my son. Hold on, bro. Here it goes.
Yanks in five.
Well, let's go, Bash.
You heard the guy, right? He said Yanks in five, bro.
Gentlemen sweep.
Look here, bro. Look, I'm not trying to sound like that. I'm not trying to jinx nothing like that. But when I feel something about a team like the Houston Astros or other teams before, you could feel that nervous, like, damn, like, that anxiety. I'm good with it, bro. And it's good. Look, let's say we would have swept them. Let's say we would have won tomorrow. We would have swept them. We would have 1 full week off of no games, bro.
Thank you.
Like, come on, bro. We at least, I mean, like you said, Keith, it's good that they lost. I mean, not like that, but it helps the Yankees out. It helps them keep them stay hot. Tomorrow they're going to play. That means they're going to play on Saturday. Worst case scenario, we take it back to the Bronx, bro. But we got this, bro. This doesn't worry about me about nothing. And let me tell you something. I'm already starting to think, you know, next round against that other team that's right here in L.A., bro. But that's for next week to talk about, bro. But for now, I think we got this. And let me tell you one more thing, bro. There's this person, not trying to smack, but he's on the morning that talks a lot of smack about our Yankees, bro, that they don't do this, they don't do that after they win. Well, guess what? Even though we came back, now he has the right smoke and right ammo to talk about. That this team is not good, not that. Now look at his team, bro. They're all down there looking like losers over there. But hey, it is what it is, bro. But we got this, Keith. We got this. No worries. We got this, bro.
Appreciate the call, Jonathan. And appreciate you listening to my show. And then now you listen to all the shows on WFAN. And everybody that gets on this microphone has to back up what they say the next day. You might get a couple weekend days and, you know, old takes exposed, got that. And yeah, a lot of times I'm asleep in the morning. I don't know what goes on. I get texts and tweets about it. But I see also what our digital team does. Shout out to our digital team. They've done a great job clipping up John, even with the score bugs, or not the score bugs, the like stat cards, you know, like Cole did or what Schmidt did. And, you know, followers are going up. And, yeah, people's takes are their takes. And Jesse Winker flies out to right field. And now, after six innings, the Dodgers still lead the Mets 7-2. And the Mets leave runners on. You know, I came in from break a couple minutes ago. I said the bases were loaded, no outs. They got nothing there. They got nothing there. Roscoe in Brooklyn on the fan. What's up, Roscoe?
Before I get to my Yankee point, shout out to Shohei Ohtani these last 2 days, kid. You've been getting me that money. And
he cashed hella bets. I was at the bar last night. He cashed multiple people's bets with that home run.
Yo, Keith, the game's not even over. I already cashed one on Ohtani and Yamamoto. Thank you, guys.
I'm giving him his respect. As much as I hate on him, he's showing up to kill the Mets, so I got to give him his respect.
Now, here's my thing. We cannot use Luke Weaver tomorrow. Is that true or not true?
Absolutely needs the day. Absolutely.
So, this is where I say Boone kind of messed up today. Why we needed to put him in for 4 outs? It's mind-boggling because we know Clay. No, look, listen. We know Clay Holmes can't close. We know Clay Holmes.
No, see, they don't feel like that. We as fans feel like that, but they thought, hey, Clay.
Wait. What? Keep. We've been watching it all season. Clay Holmes is not built for that pressure.
I know. They had to put him in that situation again. Old habits die hard. He's been great all postseason. And I said in the open, I hope we don't lose him now. I hope that doesn't, you know, mess up his mind frame where we can't use him in the fifth when we need him. You know, we can't go from Gerrit Cole to Clay Holmes now if he's broken off that. But Tommy Kahnle was at like 26 pitches. And I'm trying to go back to my notes in the box score to think about. I just remember Kahnle was at 26 pitches. And
Keith, don't hang up, please. Don't hang up.
I'm not hanging up, but they had to do it. I knew they were going to do it. I knew they were going to. It wasn't the first time that they went to Weaver for more than 3 outs. And it worked.
Keith, we were up 6-2 in game 2. We did not have to put Luke Weaver in the game. He wasn't going to get a save. Why did we expose? Listen,
he's your closer. He's your closer, and you want to secure that win. I had no problem with that either. You want to make sure that, like, that's locked down. He's got swing and miss stuff.
No, but Keith, we used him now 3 games in a row. We're not going to be able to use him tomorrow. So tomorrow, Luis Hill.
So go out there and hit. So go out there and score runs against the Guardians where you have a lead.
But we need Luis to give us at least 7 strong innings.
I don't know about that. I don't know if we're getting 7 strong. Thanks for the call, Roscoe. I don't know if we're getting 7 innings. This guy has not pitched since the last homestand. And I was at that game. He gave up a couple of solo shots. I think Brian Reynolds hit one off him. I got to go back and look at that. But, like, I'm not expecting Luis Hill to go 7 shutout innings. I'm not that optimistic. But, no, going back, Stephen Kwan worked the walk. And then they took Tommy Kahnle out. I would have taken him out, too. It is what it is. Kahnle went an inning in 2/3. You go to your guy. Luke Weaver has been the guy. And you know what? He's human. And just like some of y'all got to chill with like invoking Mariano's name. Because I listen to the fan and I hear all of you saying, this guy's Mariano now. Chill. I hear all these calls. This guy looks like Mariano out there. There is no other Mariano ever. Let's play the clip of Chris Rose talking to Austin Hedges on a podcast. I don't know how long ago, but I know I saw it recently going into this series. It was episode 257 of the baseball podcast that Chris Rose does under John Boy Media. I forget what it's called. I should know the name because when Chris Rose came aboard, I actually made all the accounts in the podcast channel and all of that for it. I think it's like Baseball Today or something. So yeah, let's play Chris Rose talking to catcher Austin Hedges from the Cleveland Guardians about Emmanuel Clase.
Like you put the numbers next to Dennis Eckersley the year he won not only Cy Young, but MVP in 92. And they're right there. I mean, right there. Is he the best pitcher you have ever caught?
I think he's through this amount of time. He's the best pitcher ever. I think he's the best pitcher ever.
Hold on. In the history of the sport?
Yes. Through 200-ish innings, he's the best pitcher ever. I would love to compare the numbers. He's better than Mariano. He's better than, which is like, I don't know how to compare to anybody. Just for, if you need 3 outs, that guy, that's the best pitcher of all time to get 3 outs.
The glazing in 2024 is at an all-time high. That's the best pitcher ever, bro. What are you talking about? The best pitcher ever got 1 out tonight. He gave up 3 hits, 2 of those home runs to Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton a back-to-back and a belly-to-belly. Chris is in Scotch Plains, New Jersey, next up on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, you hear me?
Yes, sir. Gotcha.
How you doing? A big fan. I've been listening to you from the start, even when you just had, you know, said you announced your son. Now I'm having a child soon, so it's
congrats.
Like it comes.
God bless.
Thank you. Thank you. But I just want to get to my Yankees point here. Really, you know, it was definitely a rough game. You know, I'm at work. Me and my buddies are trying to, like, sneak in the corner, you know, check it out and see what's going on.
5 o'clock start. Yeah, a lot of people complained about the 5 o'clock start, too.
Yeah, I know. It is what it is, you know. But again, you know, I feel like we just got to, you know, just relax from this game. One game. We're up 2-1. We could be getting cooked by the Dodgers right now, but we're not. You know, we could be those guys. Right. You know, there were just some mistakes, but that's baseball, Susan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I've played baseball for years, and it's such a love-hate game where if things go your way, you love it. But if they don't, you know, it's frustrating, but it is what it is.
Yeah, they didn't get shut out 9-0, 8-0.
That's what I'm saying. It was a great game. We had them.
They had a point where I think 13 batters in a row were retired, but they still fought against that bullpen that everybody tells me how great their bullpen is, right? Herron and Gattis and Clase, and they fought back against the best pitcher of all time, the guy who people tell me is the best reliever in baseball.
I feel like they have really good numbers against Clase. So when he comes in, I'm really not that, you know, I know who he is. I'm not stupid. But, you know, I'm just going back to just prior experiences against Clase, and we took him deep a couple of times. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And it's just
anybody can get got, especially in the postseason. Our guys got exactly. Got tonight too, Luke Weaver and Clay Holmes.
Exactly. Because I'm just saying, when that happened, when they hit the back-to-back home runs, the only thing I can think of is, man, I can only imagine how Cleveland fans feel. You know what I mean? So I can. It's the same thing on both sides. Like you said, we're not in a bubble. Yankees aren't the only team in the world, but. You know, he's got to come out tomorrow. It is what it is.
Thanks for the call, Chris. 888-808-1019. Take the good from it. Right? They are partying like it's 1999 in Cleveland, Ohio right now. Because they survived. They were staring death in the eye. They were an out away. No way. Aaron Judge, who had been struggling, he hit a homer in the last game. Now he's unlocked. He just hit the clutches homer of his postseason career. Off of Class A, and then Stan to go up and take. No way, we bring our guy in. Wild thing, and it is okay, folks. It is all right. Let's go to the next Chris on my list. Chris in the Bronx this time. What's up, Chris? You got it.
What's up, Keith? How are you, man?
I'm all right. Now it's the Dodgers looking to add on some more runs. 2-1, 1-out here. Phil Maton just hit Páez, so. I don't know. Phil Maton has been shaky for the Mets. They got to get it together with this guy. Mendoza might take him out right here. Let's see.
And Keith, while you watch that, I got to tell you, man, you made me feel a lot better tonight. I'm driving home. You got me laughing, talking about the Dodgers put up an 8-piece chicken nugget. I'm laughing in my car. And then I started thinking about it, man. You're right. Listen, it would have been nice to win this game. But listen, Cleveland deserves to be there. They're in the ALCS for a reason. They're a good ball club.
Yeah, they won over 90 games. They're a first-place team. They had a bye. Like, I don't know what people are talking about.
You're right, dude. No, you're right, because we're all a little mad that the Yankees lost. But listening to you, you got my blood pressure down. You're right. They got up off the mat. And now if that turns it around and the Yankees don't win, then you know what? Then we don't deserve to be in the World Series.
Yeah, go through a little bit of adversity. Thanks for the call, Chris. That's why I said, when I first got on this mic, I said, I'd much rather get the mic on a night like tonight. I'd much rather host the show tonight to talk to the Yankees universe. Some of y'all on Yankees Twitter, I said, I got to mute some of y'all. I try to talk to everybody, but I'm like, yo, watch the damn game. You guys are overreacting to everything. You guys are ready to bury this team, this manager, every player on this team. After, like, just chill, bro. It's baseball. You guys act like you never watched a baseball game or a postseason series. They're up. And you know what? Now Judge is up. Judge is awake. Stanton is still Stanton. Let's see if we can get guys like Austin Wells to figure it out. Anthony Rizzo is going to be wide awake tomorrow. He's going to wear this one. He's going to feel bad about it. Man, Gleyber Torres, I apologize. Thank you, Gleyber. I apologize for saying I didn't want you to be a part of this. I was afraid of you making mistakes. You've done nothing but contribute and be solid and help. Juan Soto tomorrow, you might want to put some change on Juan Soto to homer. He's going to be pissed off about how he got rung up. He's going to be pissed off about how he got treated. And Juan Soto, when he feels that way, I watched it all season. When he has a game where he feels some type of way and he doesn't bring his best, he shows up to the park, gets into the batting cage the next day, he's ready to go. Remember I told you that. 888-808-1019. 3 hours to go. KM to 2 a.m. returns right after this.